And it starts with a type of wine. Okay, it's a type of wine that's been popping up more and more in Edmonton restaurants. It's called Lambrusco. It's a sparkling, chilled red wine, and it's really known for its versatility and the ability for it to be paired really well with all sorts of different types of food. Our next guest fell in love with Lambrusca during a trip to Italy. And when she returned, she noticed what she called a massive hole in the Canadian market, and she sent out to do something about it. Moira Choquette is an Edmonton-based Indigenous entrepreneur and the owner of Tomato Wheels Lambrusco. Moira, welcome to the show.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine.
All right. You know what? I've gone away on trips, and I have fallen in love with, you know, things like I go to New Orleans, and I fell in love with Crystal Hot Sauce. At no time did I come back thinking I have to somehow become an importer for Crystal Hot Sauce in Canada. How did you go to Italy and you know, you fell in love with this type of wine and come back and say, okay, there's not enough here. I got to do something about it.
Well, I got to remind you, this has played out over 10 years. So I think it really started, you know, with two kind of words, pivot and fail fast. And, you know, these are really buzzwords in the entrepreneurial world, but they really stand true for me, especially in my experience. Looking back when I founded Tomato Wheels in 2019, we were an Italian spice company. Fast forward two pivots, a pandemic. It has now evolved into a Lambrusco company. So in order to succeed, I needed to make that pivot. And I knew I still wanted to be within the culinary space. And I didn't want to add, you know, just add a product that was already being done well. So that's where I really started to do my research. And as I was researching, Lambrusco was top of mind because it's been my beverage of choice for so many years after discovering it through my travels in Italy years ago. So through this market research, as you kind of alluded, I discovered there was a gap in the market. And it's right now sitting where Prosecco was about 10 years ago in the fact that some people know about it, but most don't. And then, as we know, Prosecco blew up in the market, and now consumers are very familiar with it. So that's the opportunity I'm trying to fill with Tomato Wheels Lambrusco.
Okay, so a couple of things. Tomato Wheels, you were starting to do this Italian spice thing back in 2019. First off, what is Tomato Wheels? What does that mean?
Great question. So again, this is coming home from Italy one trip years ago, I was inspired to paint, and I painted the scooter with tomato wheels.
Okay.
And since then, it's hung above my stove for years as inspiration in the kitchen. So when it came time to name the business, it was kind of a no-brainer.
Okay, so I love that. So 2019, you were set to embark. You were working on this Italian spice thing. Of course, pandemic happens. Oh, you know, and you talk about the word pivot, and what a kick in the gut. I mean, it was a kick in the gut for everybody, but you'd been granted a scholarship to go to Italy in 2020 and to work with 2-star Michelin chef David Chang, and that got scrapped as well.
Yes, that was a hard pill to swallow, but ultimately that's what caused the pivot. Because I had to hard pause on the spices and the pasta cheaters, it caused this pivot, which is ultimately kind of to my success. So although it was, you know, very tough in the moment, I mean, looking back now, it's lemonade.
Absolutely. And you know, for those who don't know who David Chang is, he's one of, you know, he's one of the world's great chefs. Again, as I mentioned, a 2-star Michelin chef. So you can check out, he's got a lot of, you know, different restaurants across North America. So Lambrusco, okay, so pivot. The Italian spice, the noodle thing didn't work. You didn't get to go to university and learn with, you know, one of the best. So, okay, Lambrusco, this is what I love. We've identified that maybe there could be more in the market here, but You went a step farther. You didn't just say, okay, I'm going to try to become an importer somehow and get, you know, more here. You decided to go to a vineyard and work directly with a vineyard in Italy. Tell us about this.
Yes. Yeah, so when I came up with this idea, was so inspired, wrote the business plan, and then I was like, great, I know nothing about wine right now. So I went out and started, you know, doing research, listening to podcasts, and Brad Royale, sommelier based out of Calgary, and I met, and he's so well known for his discerning taste. He's won so many awards for his wine programs, notably Major Tom's in Calgary. His palate has literally taken him around the world. So he was so paramount to this project. And when we met, the synergies were just amazing. So together we went to the source and we were like, hey, Emilia Romagna, Italy makes the best Lambrusco in the world. Let's start there. And we found a fourth generation family owned and operated vineyard. And that's exactly what I wanted, that quality control over a very, you know, a producer producing really high quality Lambrusco. And the way they describe it is they do it like grandfather did. So managed to, you know, over many, many Zoom calls, get them to see the vision of the brand I was trying to build under Tomato Wheels. And, they agreed to send samples. So they shipped samples to Canada. And what Brad and I did was we went out and bought every Lambrusco available in Alberta. And we blind tasted this with the samples because we wanted to know where it stood in the market, their samples versus. So there's a photo on Instagram. We have all the tinfoil. We have 30 bottles tinfoiled. And it was amazing because one of both of our favorites happened to be one of those samples. So ultimately, it was a no-brainer. That was what we were going to launch with.
Fascinating, because Lambrusco, you know, it's different flavors depending on where it kind of comes from. It can be really sweet. It can be a little drier. You know, there's a lot. There can be some real variations in it. Okay, but teaming up with a fourth generation vineyard in Italy, I mean, that's got to cost something.
I mean, like, yes, I was very, very fortunate that there was a grant and loan available. So under NACA and AMD, there was an Indigenous Female Entrepreneur program that had just launched. And I applied for that. So that was a huge resource and a help to get this kickstarted off the ground and ultimately be able to introduce this product now in Alberta right now.
So within, 12 months, Tomato Wheels Lambrusco is on store shelves in Edmonton and Calgary. Come on, that's amazing.
Thank you.
It is. It's amazing. Like, did you high-five yourself when the first shipment came over?
Oh, I was pretty excited. It's been such a journey that, you know, I've been really conscious to take those moments and be like, wow, 12 months ago, this was just a seed idea. And now it's here. So that was a really exciting moment when I got to open that first box and be like, holy smokers. And, you know, the fun part for me was designing the bottle, this was going to look like. And I worked with a local Canadian artist. She's right here from Edmonton, Lee Kreck. And she did the art on the label. It is absolutely stunning. I love it so much. And so that was the really creative part for me that I love so much.
You're reading about your company. You describe it as your mission is doing business for good, focusing on the triple bottom line: people, planet, and profit. Tell me more about that. What does that mean to you?
So my personal mission has always been food security and ensuring people are fed. And when I started this business, that also translated. So when I had other products, pre-pivot, a portion would always go back to fighting food insecurities. So now what I'm doing is kind of taking that through the business. And one of the projects, the side projects of Tomato Wheels, it's called Nudes for Noodles. And it's a calendar that feeds. So basically every year there's a theme for this calendar and people can cover up as much as they want. This year the theme is food. So, you know, getting creative in the kitchen using fruit or pots and pans to cover their bits. And 100% of the proceeds from this calendar goes to fighting hunger. So I'm always trying to find ways to give back and making sure whatever I'm doing is through that lens of taking care of our people.
Before I let you go, I mean, you know, I think being an entrepreneur, I think entrepreneurs are our special breed. I really do. Willing to take chances, willing to pivot. We're not, you know, not necessarily maybe thinking about something for years and years and years and years. But if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen now. What advice do you give to people maybe listening who maybe are on the verge of a pivot?
Honestly, in my own experience, you got to go with your gut. And I, one of the very, very fortunate things that I have is very strong intuition. So the moment I have an idea, or I know it, or I feel it, I act on it. I don't wait, because if we wait, then we just question it, and then we go shop it around, and then it gets doubted. You just got to go with your gut. And every time I've done that, it has turned into a success.
Well, you know what? Congratulations on this. I can't wait to try it again. It's Tomato Wheels Lambrusco. I just love the name of it. I just giggle every time I say it. Moira, continued best of luck and all the success in the world to you. I think listening to your story, I think a lot of folks can take away a lot from it, especially that spark of, you know, listening to your gut and instead of just sitting back and wondering what if, just doing it instead. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for those kind words. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Thank you so much. All right. If you want to find out more about Tomato Wheels Lambrusco, all you have to do is Google it, and you can find out where to buy it in Edmonton and in Calgary.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.